Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Chew, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've entered the chat with me and Judah Richardson, senior guard over at Silverdale. What does it mean to be playing basketball at Silverdale in your senior year?
I mean, it means a lot, not just in basketball, but also being a student here, just the community and the people that have surrounded me. Everybody really just shows you love. I went to Ohio last year, and I think one thing I took for granted was the community that we have here. So coming back, it was just really great to, you know, like re-experience what I once had. Yeah, it just means so much for me to be here.
Good to see you're back and balling out, you know, leading the team in scoring right now. Last I saw was about 22 points per game. How has that production kind of shifted for you, and what have you done to get that production?
I would just say I've kind of trusted my teammates, just running and trusting the coaches, just like what they've drawn up for us. You know, like it's going to work. So I just got to like just trust in them. And then more importantly, just trusting in God that what he has for me will happen, and what happens each night, you know, it's going to happen either way. Just putting my faith and my trust in him and just giving him the glory. I think that's probably the main thing, not focusing on myself, but, you know, just loving my teammates for his glory and showing his glory to others.
Yeah, man, love to hear that as well. And then you and Luke, both senior guards, you know, how do you lead your team on and off the court being senior guards and having that team relationship?
Yeah, I think just like Luke said, just putting God first. You know, basketball is super fun. I love to compete and stuff. But yeah, just more importantly, just leading even like the young kids that are one day going to lead this program, just leading them in their faith and just showing them what it means to be a Christ follower. And yeah, I mean, helping them in basketball at the same time, but just giving him the glory through it all.
And what is a key piece for you to be able to finish the second half of the season the way that you want to?
I would just say everybody just playing together. I think we all just kind of have the same goal, you know, night in, night out, just win. I mean, just go 1-0 each night, and you know, don't look ahead and don't even look past our opponents. That's something we've done it one too many times, looked at records, stuff like that. But I think we're all learning together that it's always going to be a battle each night, just to compete, just glorify God in what we do.
What is something you want coaches at the next level to know about you, kind of selling yourself to these coaches a little bit?
You know, obviously I'm a Christ follower. I'm going to put him first. I'm going to play for him. So a lot of people get caught up in like who's watching them or like the details surrounding the game. But one thing I pride myself in is, you know, like whoever's there, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to play for an audience of one every time I go out there. I think that's just like I can keep my composure because I know who I'm playing for.
That's awesome, man. That's something I've never heard before. So I like that answer a lot. And, you know, wish you the best of luck in these next 9 games, rounding out the rest of the regular season, the postseason, and the next level as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.